This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Kimberly Brummett, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Chief Will Johnson of the Arlington, Texas Police Department. Chief Johnson is here today to discuss the best practices in a new economy. Welcome, Chief.
Hello.
Chief, it's my understanding that Arlington has a particularly active volunteer program that includes citizens on patrol. What types of duties do your citizens on patrol perform?
Well, we try to open up the department where our citizens on patrol can perform a variety of functions. You know, there are many different citizens on patrol programs throughout the country, but what we try to do is build upon what traditionally some agencies might have done out in the neighborhoods, but also open up the police department internally for them to be able to volunteer in all different types of capacities, whether it's in investigations or doing research online, and also patrolling our neighborhoods and our schools and marked citizens on patrol vehicles.
For chiefs who have reluctance to put uniformed citizen volunteers in marked cars on patrol, what advice do you have based on Arlington's experience?
Well, first, I would say that I totally understand where they're coming from. We went through a series of evolution of decision-making and questions and working with other areas within the city government to determine whether or not it was permissible to do this. And after really looking at it, we came to this clear recommendation. We do not believe that we have any greater risk by allowing citizens to participate in this program than we do any other normal employees that are operating on the city's behalf out into the community. And so, although everything that we do as a government has some degree of risk, the risk-reward equation is so much more weighted on the reward side for the amount of contributions that citizens on patrol are able to provide and return to the community. You know, and I have some figures to back that up. So in 2013, we logged over 38,000 volunteer hours within the police department in our community with a savings of just slightly less than $600,000 in salary savings. That's real dollars that are benefiting our community. And the task that these volunteers are doing is making a noticeable difference in the quality of life in our community.
To shift gears to another best practice, Arlington also has a very proactive social media strategy, including the Tweet-Along program. First, what exactly is a Tweet-Along?
Well, a Tweet-Along is a virtual ride-along. So for years, law enforcement has offered the community the opportunity to ride next to a police officer and learn more about what they do during the course and scope of their duties. And a virtual Tweet-Along maximizes people's opportunity to do that, even if they don't have the ability to physically participate. And what that really helps us do is it reach a broader cross-section of the community where people that have an interest in their community and or their police department to understand the type of activities and the type of calls and the type of work that their police department is doing. So it's been highly successful, and it's been replicated across many different police departments since we first launched it.
You face some unique challenges in Arlington. You are located in the heart of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and are home to sports venues for both the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers, as well as Six Flags Over Texas. As a result, you have very large short-term population influxes. Can you talk about this in the context of a new economy and relay any practices you found to be successful in managing such a population?
Well, the realities of the new economy are this, that all segments of the community, and particularly all segments of city government, have to be focused on making sure that the community's financial health is robust. And so we embrace these special events because it really contributes to the amount of visitors that come to spend their disposable income on entertainment within our community. And so this is really our direct and relevant participation in the economic development strategy for our community. And we do this by focusing on what we call tourism-based policing. And that is, everybody needs to be prepared to defend against degrees of criminality that may be attracted to special events or mass gatherings. But the reality is people are attracted to the uniform. People are drawn to officers as they're working, and they may ask them a question about, you know, where's an ATM or where is a good steakhouse or how might I get to my hotel for driving instructions. And to the degree that our workforce is educated on these type of questions and to be able to provide them with quality answers, to be friendly, to be outgoing, and to maximize people's, quote, game day experience, end quote, if they're talking about a football game or a baseball game, really improves people's perception of our community, and it improves the likelihood that they'll want to return back to Arlington to visit us and visit our entertainment district.
How do the costs of managing these large special events affect funding or your ability to provide service to Arlington residents?
Well, I think there's two things. One, our elected leadership made the commitment before these facilities were built that police service delivery would not be compromised within the neighborhood if special events was taking place. What that forced us to do was to tour the United States, conducting site visits for communities that had special events or mass gatherings, and we harvested best practices throughout the nation and were able to build and assemble the Arlington model by which we could host these events in the most economic fashion. It's not uncommon for us to have a 100,000-person event taking place at AT&T Stadium and a 50,000-person event taking place at the ballpark in Arlington. And so being able to effectively plan in a NIMS environment, command and control elements, and then also manage these spike in workload through strategic off-duty employment through the vendors has helped reduce the financial costs within the community to where the venues are paying for the required security services to host their event.
Thank you, Chief, for your time and your expertise today.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.